왕마대여 밤을 이루라 꽃게미 비롯들라 옆에 뒤로하기 비라스디 왕마대여
Can't exactly say why memories fade in and out. You turn around and all of a sudden something triggers it, and there's someone or some moment in staring you in the face, reminding you of a promise made long ago. For how long now have I been meaning to write this for Don Chipito? Yes, how long has he been gone? Now that I think of it, he'll be coming up soon enough on a double decade already since he passed away. His ghost visits me pretty regular, and that is a good thing, as he always comes with a smile, a gentle gleam in his eye. He was the principal teacher in my life, a great businessman, one whose lessons were always positive, memories that I love to savor over and over. Nope, I don't ever want to forget Don Chipito. Ay que ese Don Chipito. He was an important businessman in our county. Ran the principal general store, sold groceries, pharmacies, hats, t-shirts, socks, and underwear, thread, needles, hardware, cheap plastic toys, building supplies, an auto parts type of store. Why, you could even exchange your propane gas tanks there. The only store in Los Barriles when I first moved here, and Chipito ran it ever since anyone I know can remember. I think he even ran the old store next door, way back when it had one of those old-fashioned gas pumps out in front, one of those gasoline pumps with a big glass bottle on top that you hand pump the gasoline out of. I had known Don Chipito not too terribly well for a few years when one day, as I was buying a couple of bananas, he asked me why I did not buy building supplies from him. I explained that my partners preferred the guys out of La Paz, that they felt they got a better deal there, and that end of doing business was theirs. I stayed out of those issues. I basically only handled clients and contracts back then. Don Chipito shook his head and smiled at me. Someday, you'll see, you'll buy exclusively from me, and when you do, you'll become one of my best clients. He was so sure, but I wasn't. I hardly bought more than some fruit, cigarettes, coffee, and sodas from him back then. Still, I wanted to buy local, support the community, and once Chipito had planted the seed, I nagged my partners pretty regular on the idea, arguing that if we could buy at the same price and not have to deal with waiting for the truck to arrive late yet again from La Paz, I mean, really, why not? Finally, the suppliers out of La Paz were late one time too many, and or the prices went up. Heck, it was so long ago, I don't know how or why. But I finally got my way, and we began to buy our building supplies from Chipito. For several years, one of my favorite chores was on Friday, sitting in the back office with Don Chipito, visiting, smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee, as we added up together the notes for the week. I would pay him, always leaving happy for the hours spent in his good company. This was the early to mid-90s. The economy in the States was really good, and there were lots of land sales, plenty of work building custom homes for the gringos coming in. Bose was rolling strong, and Chipito was right. Bose did become one of his principal clients, and he became one of my dearest friends. Then the recession came down up north. I think it was 94 or maybe 96 when the money stopped flowing and everything came to a crashing halt in the business and tourist trade that then and now sustains our Pueblita. We were all hurting for work. There was nothing then. For me, there are a few simple how-tos in order for me to feel that I'm a success in business. The client's dream must be fulfilled with the budget program. The workers and suppliers paid on time, and government permits and Social Security taken care of. Well, life had a little lesson for me. Sometimes we don't get to fulfill our visions of what we think is success. The day came that with much embarrassment and humiliation, I had to go to Don Chipita and not only beg off on not paying the company bill that week, but ask permission that my workers could take food out on credit for a couple of weeks, because it had come down to it that I couldn't even pay them until the last job we had was done. I was completely mortified with this chore. There are very few things in life that I hate more than owing. Ay, que me dulce Don Chipito. He listened to my painful telling of why I could not presently pay. Don Chipito sat for a moment quietly reflecting as he watched me squirm, and then he excused himself. I sat in misery waiting for his return. He came back and laid 5,000 pesos on the table, asking me if that would cover my workers' wages for the week, which back then was a fair amount, and it truly did. He told me not to worry. If I needed credit for a month, well, that's what he could do. And he could cover my workers' wages for the next week, too. Man, I could barely choke out a thank you as the tears streamed down my face. His open, understanding kindness was, of course, repaid upon completion of the project. And, of course, I never, ever forgot what he did for me and my guys that day. A few years later, he passed on. Los got the contract from his sons to build the new Chipitos on the main street entering town. The boys had taken out a loan from the bank for this project. Again, there was a crash in the economy, this time on the Mexican side of the border. Right off, can't exactly remember, but it was one of the presidents, maybe Salinas, who left office with full pockets. A false economy was uncovered, leaving the peso worth next to nothing. All of a sudden, the banks were upping the interest in the loans to some horrible rate of 150%, something like that. And Don Chipito's sons were in the middle of the project and economically devastated by the situation. Well, Voss was in a heyday of gringo-funded projects about him, and so we were able to work it out that they paid us for the work in weekly increments without interest. Week for week, they paid us 5,000 pesos. And within a few years, the project was paid off. Yep, ain't it nice? We had a wonderful opportunity to pay back life for life Don Chipito's good faith and kindness. So, Don Chipito, I pray you are with the angels for all eternity. And I will always, always remember you and thank you for your lessons in humanity you gave me.